Hello.
Hello, my name is Kenya, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
I am questioning a charge that's on my credit statement, my credit card statement, and I'd like to check with you about it. I have two charges from Sharp Home Products. The first one is for March 6th and for $5.95. The second one is for March 23rd for $59.95. Could you please explain those to me?
Yes, ma'am. So I would have to see if you have an account with us to get it pulled up to see exactly what you were billed for. So could I have your zip code, please?
My what code?
Your zip code, your postal
Oh,
code.
zip code. Yeah, zip code 21811.
And could I have your first and last name?
Cynthia Dillon, Dillon.
And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
Yes, 44 Fort Sumter South, Ocean Pines, or it might be listed as Berlin, Maryland, 21811.
Okay. Okay, so I see on March 6th. You had got the mini pod, the pure mini pods for $5.95. And then it looks like there was a watch and a warranty added, but you got the refund for the watch and the warranty. And so once you paid the shipping for those ear pods, that started a 14-day trial where you got to try the pods for 14 days and then be billed the full amount for the pilots, which was the charge that you got on March 23rd.
That was not clear to me that I needed. What did I need to do? Return them?
Well, let me check into that. Bear with me one moment. Yes, ma'am. So you would return them.
Okay, I do not want them. And that was not clear. I find your website very deceitful. First of all, the way I got charged for those other two items, that it was more an opt-out as opposed to an opt-in, and then had to call back to change that. And now finding out that this is a charge for the EarPods that I really don't want, but I thought that that was an offer for $5.95. I really am dissatisfied with this company, and I do not want them, and I want to return them, and I want that charge removed.
Yes, ma'am. So it did state about the 14-day trial and that you would be billed the full amount on the website. And I understand that you were wanting to return those. Give me one quick moment. Okay, so I can offer you a 35% refund out of that charge if you are wanting to keep the EarPods.
I'm sorry, could you say that again, please?
Yes, ma'am. I was saying that I can offer you a 35% refund out of that charge if you were wanting to keep the pods. And so I'll be refunding you $20.98 if you are wanting to keep those.
No, I don't want them. I want to return them, and I would like the $59.95 removed.
Okay. And let me see. Yes, ma'am. And so I can also offer a 50% refund if you're wanting to keep the pods, and that will be $29.98.
No, I don't want them. I want the $59.95 removed. I want to return them.
Okay, well, bear with me one moment. Yes, ma'am. And also, I can offer you a, I can offer a free watch, and you could just keep the earbuds.
And what happens to the $59.95?
That will remain the full amount of the earbuds, but you will receive a free watch.
No, I don't want the watch. I don't want the earbuds. I want to have the charge removed, and I want to return the earbuds.
Okay, so I understand. Bear with me one quick moment. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you. I understand that you want to return. And so I can go ahead and give you the address for the place that you will be returning the watch to. And the charge won't be refunded until we receive the product.
Okay, that's fine. What is the address, please?
Okay, so the address is 11551 East, well, you could just put a capital E, 45th Avenue, Unit C, as in cat,
yes,
in Denver, Colorado,
okay,
80239.
Okay, let me repeat that, please. Mm-hmm. I have 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C as in cat, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, and so what's going to happen is that I'm going to send this back today, and once it's received, then I will get a refund for the $59.95?
Yes, ma'am. I would suggest getting the tracking number, because we will need that to prove that you did receive the product.
Yes, to be sure that it did get back to that address, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
I understand that. Okay. Now, can you put any of this in writing to me in an email?
I don't believe that I can do that, but I can put a note here into the account that you have with us that's going to state about all the activity on your account that you have with us.
Okay.
So once you give us a call, it will be documented.
Okay. Now, in sending this back, I have the address. Should I put Sharp Home Products at the top, or is there a different name that I should put there?
Yes, ma'am. So the name of the product is Pure, and so that's P as in Peter, U-R-E, Mini Tides.
Right. But what I'm saying is, before I write on the envelope the 11551,
mm-hmm.
should I not put Sharp Home Products at the top as a return or anything like that?
Well, let me see.
Returns department? I mean, there must be something that I'm supposed to put at the top.
I would put Pure Mini Pods Return, because that is the name of the company.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So you're saying that this is going directly to the company that provided these. You are more
mm-hmm.
like a clearinghouse for these different products? Is that
yes,
what that
ma'am.
Is?
I'm just the customer service call center for the company.
For Pure Mini Pods or for a different?
Yes, ma'am, for
company.
Pure Mini Pods. I
okay.
actually assist with several different other products, but that is one of the companies that I assist with.
Okay. And your name again, please.
It's Kenya. That's K-E-N-Y-A.
Kenya. Okay. Kenya, you've been very helpful and very pleasant to deal with, and I really appreciate it. I hope you don't feel that I've been harsh. I just feel that this has been an unpleasant experience with the way it's turned out, and I was alarmed, but you've been very helpful, and I appreciate it.
Oh, yes, ma'am, and it was no problem, and I understand your frustration, so it's okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. I hope you have a nice day, and I will get this in. Now, once it arrives back there, will I get some kind of notification that it's been received, and I'm presuming that this will be refunded to the same credit card. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, that is correct, but I'm not exactly sure that you'll be notified from us, and so just to be on the safe side, you can track the package
right.
on Google, and once you see that it's there, you can give us a call just to make sure that those ones are going to be refunded back to you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much for your help.
Oh, yes, ma'am, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.